for Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine. The post-game interview.
For all our interviews for Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine. Jace, down to you.
Yes, great to have Eddie Betts join us. Eddie, fantastic. We're trying to recruit Tom De Koning, I think, at the moment. He's down here in the rooms as well, and he's just seen Eddie, and Eddie might... We could get him at the other end of the ground, maybe, Eddie. The other De Koning. What about that?
I think we might have a play for him. What do you reckon? they would have needed him in that Collingwood game. He would have kicked a point or given for that 1 point.
It was an amazing game.
It was. It was awesome. And, you know, we knew that if we played the way that we played strong all year. You know, it was a Geelong way. And just to come down here for my first year as a development coach and just, you know, the culture and see firsthand being down here, it's been unbelievable. And they deserved it. They played, you know, the best brand of footy all year. They were the best team all year. And, you know, like I said, we didn't really need to change anything up in finals as long as we played the way that we played. And our game style will hold up.
Eddie, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Tom King, Ben Castagnoli, Mark Neild and Brenton Sanderson talking to you from the box. If somebody had have said that Tyson Stengel was going to kick 53 goals and be a premiership player at the start of the year, I know you have complete faith in the young man, but was that even beyond your wildest dreams for him?
Yeah, no one would have believed that. And I got quite emotional after the game just because the story that this young kid has, and you know, he just needed that support base around him, and he needed really an organisation just to believe in him and back him in and let him play on his instinct. And you know, the culture down here fitted him really well, and you know, he blossomed down here. And I hope everyone can eat their words right now and what they said about Tyce, because he proved everyone wrong.
He's gone from a Sandville premiership player to an AFL premiership player. It's been such a 12 months for him.
It has. And you know, like I said, me and my partner Anna, she's probably his biggest supporter. She spoils him like he's their oldest son, like, you know. So and we're pretty hard on him because, you know, he made them some decisions when he was at the Crows that he shouldn't have made. And you know, he's turned that all around now, and he's a premiership player. I can't believe it. Like, this kid that got, you know, thrown out halfway through mid-season and went down to West Torrens for a little bit, and then had a full season down at Eagles West Torrens, didn't get picked up in the mid-season draft, kept his head down, bum up, worked hard, and finally got his opportunity to play again at AFL level. All Australian, 53 goals, a premiership player. So it's an unbelievable story.
Eddie, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Give us a player who, you know, you knew from the outside being at other clubs, but you've got to the club and you didn't realise maybe the impact or the work rate. Just a player that has sort of surprised you a little bit that you've been able to work with them across the course of a year?
Yeah, I'll give you two, but I haven't worked with them that much. It's Mark Blitzard and Cam Guthrie. Just those two, the way that they play the game, the way that they lead, the way that they bring people along with them. And Blitzy, he's an unbelievable talent. You know, he can play in the ruck, in the mid, forward, back. You can throw him wherever. He tags. And he's played, you know, 95% game time because he's got that engine. So he's an unbelievable player. And Cam Guthrie is one of the most underrated players in the AFL, one of the best midfielders going around, and one of the most unselfish players too. Like, he does all the team things. He blocks for Tyce, for Joel, for Patrick and all that, and still racks up over 20 disposals, and one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet.
I know you're an Adelaide and Carlton man with your footy career ready, but you'll be forever... we're forever grateful for what you've brought to the Geelong Football Club this year, and obviously the work you've done with Tyson to make him a premiership player. And I know others have been involved, but your influence on him is profound, and we congratulate you for that. But we just want to ask, are you going around with the Cats again next year?
Well, I haven't signed on. I'm just speaking to Lloydie and Hock at the moment, so we'll work through that. I just wanted 1 year just to see if I would like it, because I'm doing Fox Footy as well, and I really enjoy my time down here. I'm still living in Melbourne, but I do the commute, which I really enjoy. So after the premiership, I think I might have to sign back on.
Absolutely. Eddie, we really appreciate your time. Well done. Thank you. And we really appreciate your time on K-Rock Footy.
No, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Eddie Betts for Geelong Marine World.
For Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine. The post-game interview.